In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. When Jesus healed the demon-possessed man, Legion, who lived in the cemetery, the one who cut himself with stones and the demons go into the pigs. At the end of that story, Jesus sends the man back to his village. When Jesus raises the widow of Nain's dead son, it says the Lord gave the boy back to his mother. The 10 lepers Jesus heals, he sends to the priests. Blind Bartimaeus becomes one of the disciples. Photini, the Samaritan woman, becomes the shining jewel of her city of Sychar. When Jairus' daughter is raised from the dead, Jesus orders them to have a meal together. Zacchaeus makes restitution to the whole community. The blind man in John's gospel is sent to bear witness to both the Pharisees and his parents. And a whole host of healings happen within the community of the synagogue. All these healings end with a person being returned to a community. And even in the Savior's parables, we see this pattern continue. The man who fell among robbers is returned to the inn. The lost sheep restored to the flock. Both the prodigal son and the judgy older brother are invited to a party. The Lord's usual MO, in the words of author Nadia Boltz-Weber, is not to heal someone in isolation, brush his hands off, and say mission accomplished. For Jesus, healing is not fully completed until there is a restoration to community, to other people. And that's true even though community is never perfect. And that can be quite an understatement in many cases. I mean, think about poor Legion, the one with the pigs. When he's healed, the community that he's from is so upset that he's healed that they demand Jesus leave. And Legion wants to go with Jesus, and Jesus says, nope. Dysfunctional as it is, you need this community, and they need you at least for the time being. So today we get that familiar parable of the publican and the Pharisee. Publican is simply an old-fashioned word for tax collector. And we know by this point that a tax collector was a pretty low-down job back then, full of corruption, betrayal of your own people. Tax collectors weren't just irritants. They were hated. The meth dealer outside the elementary school would be less hated than the tax collector. So when Jesus begins a parable in which a tax collector goes to the temple to pray, among the hearers, this man is getting no sympathy. What's he doing in the temple? He doesn't belong here. Well, look who suddenly wants to clean up his image. He's not going to fool me. But Jesus turns all this expectation on its head and shows this man as having a heart open to receive grace. He stands in the far corner, cut to the heart for what his life had become, and holding his hands open to receive the only thing that will help, the spiritual oil of God's love. And he says, Lord, send me this oil. Send me this mercy. My life is way off the mark. And this heart open to the love and mercy of God, this open heart is what allows him to be justified, what sets him right, not only with God, but with community. Now Jesus says, and Brock brought this up at Adult Ed last Sunday, whoever is forgiven much loves much. Whoever's forgiven much loves much. When you've been out on thin ice, you know, metaphorically speaking, when you've been out on thin ice and then your life cracks around you and you fall into the icy waters, whatever that may have meant for you, and then the hand of Jesus reaches down and pulls you out in the nick of time, when that happens, your capacity to love increases 40-fold. Whoever's forgiven much loves much, or at least has the capacity to love much. And that's, by the way, why Jesus shows the Pharisee in today's story to be heartless. I mean, his whole goal in life is to justify himself by religious precision and keeping, you know, his religious ducks in a perfect row. He has little concern. He has little awareness for the pain in the heart of his neighbor. That's not on his radar. Saint Nectarios says that whoever does not know themselves moves further from God. To know yourself allows you to know God, and whoever does not know themselves moves further away from God. And this Pharisee is afraid to know himself, because if he did, he'd have to face his failings and his own pain and his common humanity with this tax collector that he hates, and he doesn't want to face that. And he's not achieving life through this religious precision because he doesn't have an open heart to what that was supposed to be about. Instead, it's destroying his soul. We learn to love by being rescued, or perhaps more accurately, by being aware that we have been rescued and realizing that my neighbor is on the same thin ice that I just got pulled out of minutes ago. The one who is forgiven much loves much. Now, I started today's message emphasizing that when Jesus heals, it is so often in the context or concluded with a restoration to community. And at the end of this parable, after Jesus describes the softened and open heart of the rescued tax collector, Jesus doesn't just say the tax collector was justified, and that's it. He says the tax collector went back to his house justified. He went back to a community. The forgiven tax collector, he's got a whole heart full of grace to share, and he's going to need the grace and love and the forgiveness of the people around him. And he's going to be tested. His softened heart will be put through its paces, because not everyone is going to just welcome him back with open arms. Restoration to God is a cinch compared to restoration to communities. Communities are filled with complicated, hurting people, and restoration is complicated business. But in community is where the softness of your heart is given a chance to show its genuineness, to show its authenticity, to show its endurance. This tax collector was in deep. And Jesus is not just interested in saying your sins are forgiven, job done. We're talking about a man who is completely isolated, socially alone, and in obvious pain. And God wants to heal that too. God wants to heal that in us also. And that can only be healed in community. Isolation can't be healed in any way other than community. And so when Jesus forgives and heals, it's not, you're good to go, we're through. It's instead, here are the people that you need in order to receive love. And here are the people who need you in order to be edified by your love. As challenging as a few communities might be, or just persons within that community, never forget that you yourself have been rescued. And Jesus says to you and to me, I believe in you, because whoever has been forgiven much has the capacity to love much. Amen.